in Kuf Lamed Beis Devar. Osam ben Yadam Shekitshu Beveis HaKnesses. The minig was he used to make Kiddush in Shul, and we'll see in one second why. Omer Rav, Yedei Yayin Lo Yotsu, Yedei Kiddush Yotsu. So Rav says that if they then drink wine at home, they have to make a new bracha because of Shinui Makom, and so they're not Yotze the bracha on the wine. But Kiddush Lo Yotsu. Shmuel Amar, Af Yedei Kiddush Lo Yotsu. Shmuel holds they're not Yotze Kiddush. So Resi Rashi, the Rashbam. Shekitshu b'beis haKnesses, who kiddush mekadosh shliach tzibur b'leili Shabbosus yom nitom b'beis haKnesses. The kiddush that the shliach tzibur makes on Leil Shabbos and Leil Yom Tov in the shul. See why they made such a takon. If there's such a takon, so you day kiddush yotzu apapi shalosh shosu. Even though nobody drank any wine, the yotze kiddush. The kai melon the mekadosh tzorach shiitom. Even though the Mekadosh has to be Toeim, it's not him personally, anybody who's Toeim, so you're Yotze Kiddush. Everybody has to have some taste, but only one of them has to have a Mole Lugmot, and everybody else just a Te'ima. And if they hear Kiddush in Shul, they don't have to make Kiddush again at home. The little boy, Rav Kiddush Makam Suda. Because Rav holds you don't need Kiddush Makam Suda, and you don't say Kiddush even without the Suda. Hil Gachachal Gav Dlo Achli, but they Saknesis Nafki. Therefore, even though they're not eating in Shul, they're hearing Kiddush, they don't say Kiddush. Yedei Yayin Lo Yotsu, Shim Yesh Lem Yayin Bavesh, some Lishtos Chayom Lavorek Borek Priyagothin. But if they're going to drink now at home, they have to make a new Borek Priyagothin. Sheinim Turim Bebirka Sakos, Shostias Yayin, Shishoso Besaknesis. Even if they drank in shul, they're not Yotze with that Birchas Hayayin, what they're drinking at home. Ne'achar She'okru Mimkomon, since it's a different place, Tehavi Le'hesach Hadas, V'tzorech Levorech. It's a Hesach Hadas, a Hetzik, and they have to make a new Baruch on Yayin at home. Aval HaMekadosh V'esu Al Shulchan B'Shabbos, ain't Tzorech Levorech Al Yayin She'besoch Hasuda. But a person makes Kiddush in his house and doesn't change to a different place, so he made a bracha of anyayin before the suda. In the middle of the suda, he does not make another bracha anyayin. Shai potro yayin shalifnei asuda, kidisnan bekeitzim levorchin, birach al ayayin shalifnei hamazon, potros ayayin shalachar hamazon. Umoki labit mar, v'shabosus v'yomi tovim, hoil v'odim koveya sudasu al ayayin. Shabbos and yantim, where a person knows he's going to be drinking wine, so if he makes a bracha on wine before the suda, he doesn't have to make one in the end of the suda. They used to, after they finished the Suda, before Birkas HaMazon, used to make drink wine. So Kolshkin, you don't have to make a bracha in the middle of the Suda. So that's Shita of Rav. That if you heard Kiddush in Shul, even if you drank from the wine, you're Yotze Kiddush, because you don't need Kiddush from Makom Suda, but you're not Yotze the bracha of wine if you want to drink again at home. After they kiddush lo yotzu, and Shmuel holds no, you're not even yotze kiddush. Kiddush parashin and tai mei lekamei ain't kiddush ala mawakam suda. Because Shmuel holds that kiddush, in order to be yotze kiddush, it has to be mawakam suda. To see the korosu le Shabbos onik, the mawakam shatakori le Shabbos kolomer kriya the kiddush shom te onik. The place where you're making kiddush has to be the place where you're having onik Shabbos, where you have the suda. In medrashu, inami svarehi. Or possible, it's another reason why Kiddush has Makom Suda. Medeik b'Kiddush al Hayayin, since the Torah said that you have to make Kiddush al Hayayin, or the Rabbanan said you have to make Kiddush al Hayayin, k'detanya l'kamon, zochreyu al Hayayin, mistam al Hayayin shebishas Suda hukva d'choshim. So Yayin, stam drinking wine, is not important enough that should be called being koveya Kiddush al Hayayin. It has to be Yayin that you eat, that you drink, in conjunction with a meal. So those are the two svaras of Kiddush Makom Suda. One, because of the pasuk, the koros of the Shabbos, where your korei Shabbos has to be the makom onik. And the other one is that it's not considered Kiddush al Hayayin if you don't have the yayin connected to the suda. One nafkamina between them is if you make Kiddush on bread. If you make Kiddush on bread, the chora, that you don't have the machshiv of the bread. So then, lechora, you don't need kiddush makom suda. You only need kiddush makom suda if you make aliyah according to the second time. But according to the first time, even kiddush on bread should be should need what's it called kiddush makom suda. Okay.
Bread is a suda.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to eat there. You're making kiddush over bread, right? You don't have to dafka what's it called eat there. Eat somewhere else. I understand, but you're making the kiddush in a place where you're not eating the bread. Kiddush, you're making kiddush on bread, but you're not going to eat the bread there. You'll take a te'ima maybe there, and you'll eat somewhere else. Right? Or you have kavana to make the bracha of kiddush, right, with the motzi, and then you'll eat the bread somewhere else. Okay. Okay, the in ain't kiddush al makom suda. We didn't get it yet. So Ella the Rav Lomalei the Kusha Vesei, right? So if that's the case, according to Rav, why do people make kiddush again in their house after they were yotzei already in the shul? Kedei lahotzi bonav nei beiso, right? In order to be motzi his family that weren't yotzei with kiddush, and it's mashim from here that you can be motzi even though you were yotzei, you can be yotzei bnei beiso, which means his wife. There's a big shaila whether what's it called, whether there's arvis, if you were yotzei already, you can yotzei a woman. Because it could be the women were not chelik in arevus. Some bring a raya from here that you could be motzei a woman, even if you were yotzei. And others say, no, there's no raya from here. That the people who were had to be motzei, the people in their house, were mechavan, not to be yotzei in the shul. But the kiddush was made in the shul for people who weren't, didn't have a family, right? And therefore they were yotzei in shul. Shmuel Lomali the Kedusha Vekanishta. So Shmuel holds you not Yotzi, not Yayin, and not Kiddush. So why do you make the Kiddush in the Shul? Lafuke Orchim Idechovasim. The Ochlu Vishasu the Gonu Vekanishta. Because there were guests that ate and drank and slept in the Shul. And Tosfos says it doesn't mean in the Shul itself, it means in a room near the Shul. And they made Kiddush in the Shul for them. And they didn't make the kiddush in the shul itself. They made it in that room, so it should be kiddush makom suda. So when there was guests in the shul, they made kiddush for them. V'az the Shmuel atanei, domer Shmuel ain't kiddush v'al makom suda. Right? Shmuel said kiddush has to be b'makom suda. Rashi ain't kiddush. Rashbam ain't kiddush al makom suda. Then kiddush v'lo soad, but also makom lo yosidei kiddush. As he made kiddush and didn't eat in that place, you're not Yotze Kiddush. Okay. Two things here about we said already the two reasons Rashbam brings down, nafkamina between them. Another shaila is whether Kiddush b'makom suda is that min haTorah, the Rosh holds, that if you make Kiddush shalom b'makom suda, you're not Yotze Kiddush afilu min haTorah. Some hold because the din of Kiddush and Makom Suda is a din min haTorah. If you learn it either from a Svara, which also could be min haTorah, Svaras are also min haTorah, or from the Pasuk, which is Megala, of what kind of Yayin, what the parameters of Kiddush min haTorah is. Or it's possible in the Rosh that min haTorah, you don't need Kiddush and Makom Suda. But since the Rabbanan were Mesak and Kiddush and Makom Suda, if you're not Mekayim, the Takana, the Rabban, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah the Raisa either. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says that the whole din of Kiddush the Rabbanan is only the Rabbanan. A Kiddush the Makom Suda is only the Rabbanan. In Minatora, you're still Yotze Kiddush. You're not Yotze the din the Rabbanan of Kiddush, but Yotze the Mitzvah the Raisa of Kiddush. Here again, there could be another machlokus between the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, where the Kiddush al Hayayin is Minatora. You have to make Kiddush, but it could be a Yotze with Kiddush b'tfilah. So the Rosh didn't learn that you Yotze Kiddush d'oraisa even shalom b'makom suda, because you Yotze Kiddush d'oraisa even without Yai. The Rabbeinu Yonah could hold, no, Kiddush ala Yayin is taka min haTorah, but it's not b'makom suda, even shalom b'makom suda, you Yotze min haTorah. Just the Rabbanan came along and said, if you want to be Yotze with the Rabbanan, you have to have Kiddush b'makom suda. We'll see there's an afkamina in a second. Okay, now Kiddush in the shul. So the Gemara hears Mashma that it's only because there happened to be guests who were eating in the shul, that's why they make Kiddush. And therefore, there are shitas that hold that if there are no guests, the Rosh holds, then you don't make Kiddush in Shul. And if you do make Kiddush, it's a bracha levatrala, because nobody could be Yotze, because you need Kiddush in Makom Suta. So that's one sheet, and that's taka most the minig here in Eretz Yisrael, is not to make Kiddush in Shul, since there are no guests, and the bracha to Kiddush is a bracha levatrala. Rabbeinu Nissim says that we'll see later what's called Kiddush Makom Suda, but there is a shita that if you have in mind when you make Kiddush to eat somewhere else, that's called Kiddush Makom Suda, even if it's in a totally different place. So you make Kiddush today because there are people who won't make Kiddush if they go home or they don't know, and when they make Kiddush in Shul, they have in mind to eat somewhere else, you yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, even though the Suda is not in the exact same place. But as long as you have in mind that you're going to eat, it's not that you make Kiddush in one place and then decided to move to somewhere else. That's when you're not yotze. But if you had in mind the chatchila, then even in a different place is okay. So it's another reason why kedai to make Kiddush in Shul. And the Gemara is talking in a case where the people didn't have in mind. Rav Natrunai Gon says that there's another reason for making Kiddush. Not just to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush, because that you're not yotze without the makom suda, but it still has a shame Kiddush on it, and the wine is a refuah. So they used to either drink the wine, put it in their eyes for refuah, so to give people a chance to have that refuah, they did it in shul. And like we said before, the Rabbeinu Yonah holds a yotze Kiddush deraisa, just not Kiddush derabbanan. So for people who would not make Kiddush when they go home, you make Kiddush in shul to be motzi them at least Kiddush deraisa. And the Rashba says it was a takana. They made a takana to make Kiddush in shul because of Orchim. And even though there are no Orchim, the takana still stood. And that's what they do in most places in Chutz Laretz. They make Kiddush in shul, even though nobody's eating there. And Pashas, the reason is because of the takana. Because since they held it was a takana to make Kiddush, even if nobody eats there, the takana still stands. Okay. Sober minoa honey mila mi bais labais. So the people that in the Beis Medrash thought that when Shmuel said that Kiddush has to be Mamakam Suda, it means that you can't change from one house to another. But in one house, from room to room, that's still called Kiddush Makom Suda. You make Kiddush in one room, and you eat in another room. Omar lehu Rav Anan bar Tachlifa, so Rav Anan bar Tachlifa said to them, Zinin sagi and havi kamina kamedi Shmuel. Many times I was in the presence of Shmuel. The nochas mi igra le'ara, the hodr mekadish. And he made Kiddush on the roof, on his patio on the roof, and then he changed his mind, decided to go down, downstairs, and he made Kiddush again. Because since the Kiddush originally was not where he was going to eat, he changed places, the mice of the first Kiddush wasn't good enough. He intended to eat in that place, and then something happened, and he changed places. That's the Pashut way of learning. But if he had intended to eat Chila, from in one house, like from the roof to the aliyah to the downstairs, then it would be good. But after Rav Huna sover ain kiddush el makom suda, Rav Huna also holds like Shmuel that ain kiddush el makom suda. Rav Huna kaddish, Rav Huna made kiddush v'is akra le shraga, and the candles went out. V'ayel le lemani le beganine the rabba berei, and he brought his kalin to eat, he changed his suda to the chuppah where his son's chuppah was, the havishraga, and there was a light. The kaddish v'toyim, and he had v'toyim midi, and he made kiddush and ate there. Mashma that the kiddush originally he made was bottom. He had to make kiddush again. Al mekasaver and kiddush al makom suda. That he holds also the kiddush had to be makom suda, and the first kiddush where he made, where he intended to eat, but he didn't eat in the end because it was dark. He wasn't yotze with that. Rashi. It's accurately a honey mele to ain kiddush el makom suda el mi bayis le bayis. Avol mi makom le makom mi bayis la liya ain tzorich lazer le kaddish. It's accurately shraga, and the maisa Rav Anon told them it's not right. Even mi bayis le what's it called le aliyah, you have to make kiddush again. So you're not yotze kiddush makom suda. See what's like what the different sheetahs are. Yisakri le shraga, nofal haner v'kava kodem shachal. The candles fell down and went out before he was able to eat. Lebiganu de Rabba Brei, Beschupas Beno. So he changed his place of eating to the chuppah of his son. Shehayu Sham Neiris Tolkin the Beis Hamishta. There were still candles burning. Okay. So the way we have the Gemara is Mashma.